Hey everybody, it's Sam from Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and this is your baseball episode for May 13th on a Thursday. Many of you have wrote in, I asked the question a couple days ago, did you want separate podcasts for each sport? I've been doing pretty much a separate podcast for baseball because they, right now, have the most picks. However, sometimes I have been combining NBA with the NHL or with soccer or whatever. Most of you wrote in and said, no, we do not want four different sports of a half an hour long episode. If you're doing one sport, it takes a half an hour, then that's fine. But we don't want four sports in a half an hour. We would rather have two sports for 15 minutes and two sports for 15 minutes. You said that way, if two sports are combined that you do not bet or you do not know anything about, then you'll skip that episode. Or if you've got two sports that are combined that one of them you don't bet, the other one you absolutely love, you can either fast forward or once you get through with it, then you can turn it off. That's fine with me. I have listened to you. So, before this episode, you will get your NBA basketball. I believe there's 11 picks there. 9 picks on games and 2 player props. Then I did a combination episode. Why? Because you had 6 picks in soccer. 2 European League soccer games, 1 U.S. United States Soccer League game. We only have 3 hockey games tonight, so you had 3 picks on it. I gave you 2 picks in golf, and I gave you 1 NFL win total bet that you can either ignore or, you know, listen to and see if it convinces you. So this is the baseball episode. However, if you guys have any questions, comments, problems, or protests in me doing it this way, feel free to write me. I'm at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. And my Twitter handle is overtimedaily. You can get me there, and yes, the DMs are open there if you don't want to put it on the public board. So let's get into the baseball slate. It starts at 12:20. I have noticed that no matter how early I put some of these episodes out, some of you are waiting till lunch to listen to them. That's great and all, but know that you're going to miss the first game. It's 12:20. It's Toronto versus Atlanta. Going under 9 at -120. You are going to notice a trend today of me going under a lot of the scores. I feel like they're juiced up. I feel like the weather is not going to play in some of these cities. And a lot of these games are not taking place in a dome. So that's why we're going under in a lot of them. The next game, 105, and it is Philadelphia versus Washington. Yes, I know Washington has been up and down, but let me give you your reasoning, or try to anyway. Philadelphia went to 10 innings last night. Yes, they won, but they still had to go to 10 innings. They've had to go to their bullpen early and often the last 2 straight days. I look for a lot of their top bullpen to be, they won't say it, but that they will be not used today. They have too many pitches on them, and I look for them to give them the day off. So that would mean that Rogan, Oliverio, and Neeris would not be available in middle relief for them. So for that very reason, I think Washington does score and beat them today. So I'm taking Washington on the money line for them just to win at minus 103. And then, of course, my second pick is that this game stays under 8 at minus 105. The 110 game is Kansas City versus Detroit. These two teams I talked about yesterday, I feel like they're letting a lot of their fan base down, especially the Kansas City Royals. On paper, my goodness, they look good. They are just not backing it up, though. However, Detroit is just not very good. And so I'm taking Kansas City on the money line for them just to win at minus 103. And then I'm going under 9 at minus 110. The 140 game is St. Louis versus Milwaukee. I'm taking St. Louis. This is going to be a big time pitching matchup. St. Louis is putting Jack Flaherty on the mound. He is the better pitcher. Milwaukee is going with Corbin Burns, I believe is his last name. Don't hold me to that. I think his last name is Burns. They both are excellent pitchers. However, I think Jake Flaherty is the better pitcher, and he usually lasts longer. So I feel like that is one thing that gives St. Louis the edge. They don't have to go to their bullpen quite as early. So I'm taking them on the money line just to win at plus 115. And because of these two good pitchers, I don't feel like there are too many runs scored. I don't feel like there's too many hits. So we're going to go under 6.5 at minus 105. I know that's taking a chance, meaning that it would have to be like a 3-2 game or 4-1 game. But guys, I think that's what you're going to see. The 2-10 game is Minnesota versus the Chicago White Sox. I broke this down some yesterday. I'm still going for the White Sox on the run line, -1.5 runs, which means they have to beat Minnesota by 2 or more at plus 142. So that is one reason why I'm trying to get these game or these episodes out early so you can listen to them on the way to work. And I'm trying to keep them short enough that maybe you can even listen to them on break. There are 5 games being played before you get off work. The 6:35 game is San Francisco versus Pittsburgh. Guys, I believe in San Francisco going into PNC Park today and making the Pirates pay. And so I'm taking them on the run line. San Francisco has to beat Pittsburgh by 2 or more, and I got that at plus 110. The 7-10 games start with Oakland versus Boston. Guys, I've told you, I like the A's. And Boston has been a mercurial team. So I'm taking Oakland on the money line at minus 100. And then I'm taking this again under the 9.5 runs at minus 122. I think the weather plus Fenway plays a part in this game. The other 7-10 game is the Yankees versus Tampa Bay. Whew. Guys, They're playing at Tropicana Field. Yes, I know Tampa Bay's batting average at Tropicana. They looked a little better yesterday. I am picking them to win this game and it lead to a rubber match tomorrow. I don't think they want the Yankees to sweep them. So I'm taking Tampa Bay on the money line for them just to win at plus 125. And I think it stays under 8. And I got that at minus 105. The 8-10 game is Texas versus Houston. Guys, I think this may actually be the game of the night. If not, it'll be the next game. But I think Texas and Houston put on a show. I'm not picking a winner in this one, even though they're playing at Houston. I thought about leaning Houston. The juice was high, both on the run line and on the money line, though. So all I'm doing for right now is over 8.5 runs at minus 105. Like I said, I think these teams put on a show. I'm going to be watching the Houston number, and if it falls some, I may play that as a personal play. I'm throwing it out there, but I'm not making it an official pick because I may not bet it. 840. This also may be the game of the night. Cincinnati versus Colorado. And they're playing in Colorado. And I didn't nickname that the launching zone for just anything. I really, really think that they can put on a show. However, I think Colorado being at home and seeing and knowing their field, I think Colorado wins on the money line, plus 125. 940. Yes, I know Arizona blew out Miami yesterday. I'm still taking Miami. I think they come back, and I think they come back strong today. I am choosing Miami on the money line for them just to win at minus 112. And the other pick on this is over 8 at minus 110. The 10-10 game and the last game of the night is Cleveland versus Seattle. Guys, I've talked about Seattle before. They're just not that good. So I'm taking Cleveland on the money line at minus 136. However, I think pitching and the ballpark play a factor, and I'm going under 7.5 at minus 105. So you've got 19 picks today in baseball. As I always say, you do not have to play every one of these games. You really don't. Pick and choose. Please bet responsibly. Do not bet any more than you can afford. If you yourself feel you have a gambling problem, or anyone close around you feels like you have a gambling problem, stop and call 1-800-GAMBLER. Someone wrote in the other day, said gambling would be too many numbers. Well, that's why it's not 1-800-GAMBLING. It's 1-800-GAMBLER, which is what you are. They want you to answer the questions as honestly as you can. That way, they can get you the correct help, support, and guidance you need. But more importantly, they can make the right referrals for you to take care of your issues. Now, I also want to let you know, several of you have wrote me and said that you're picking certain games based on my analysis or research. You're staying away from certain teams and not playing them, and you're winning. Well, good for you, because I got cold yesterday. I actually lost money yesterday. I'm not real happy about it. I'm hoping with today being the 13th and that being my lucky number that we'll have a good day today. However, some of you said you wanted to tip me. Guys, that's not why I do this podcast. I give you out free picks, and hopefully I am winning enough on my picks that it doesn't matter. A couple of you insisted. However, I'm not giving you my home address. I'm not giving you my PayPal address. I heard on another podcast that they were having the same issue. They set up a site, and so I just followed their lead. If you guys win big, or you feel like you want to tip, then you can buy me a coffee. So what you do is you can go to buymeacoffee.com/bettingovertime and you can purchase a coffee. So that way that is taken care of. The website will be in the show notes of this episode. As always, guys, I wish you the best of luck on whatever you're watching or whatever you're betting on today. I will be talking to you soon, and I'll see you down the road.